event.
我们知道呢，圣诞节是一个全球的节日。
Christmas bears the name of Christ.
那么圣诞节呢，它实际上就是包含了基督的名。
God has already promised 2,000 years ago that Christ will spread all over the world.
那么神在2000年前呢，就应许基督的名呢会传扬到世界的各地去。
What it means is the message of Christ will spread all over the world.
意思就是呢，关于基督的信息会传扬到世界各个的地级去。
And the evidence is the celebration of Christmas.
那么全球的人呢都来庆祝圣诞节，就是一个很好的证明了。
But the problem is the message of Christmas has been so grossly covered up and distorted.
但是问题就在于圣诞节的这个福音的信息呢却被掩饰了。
It is not about Santa Claus.
因为圣诞节并不是跟这个圣诞老人有关的。
It is not about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
也跟这个铃鹿呢是没有关系的。
It is also not about Christmas trees.
也跟这个圣诞树没有关系。
That's why you see our ushers are not dressed like elves.
所以你看到呢，这个我们的招待员并没有穿着像那个小矮人一样。
And we are not dressed like Santa Claus.
那我们呢也没有穿得像这个圣诞老人一样。
And there is no Christmas tree as well.
然后在教堂里面也没有圣诞树。
Christmas is always about Christ.
那么圣诞节呢，永远都是和基督有关的。
But one thing that is true about Christmas that the world celebrates is the exchange of gifts.
那么有一点，这个就是全球的人类他们庆祝圣诞节有一点是正确的呢，就是他们交换礼物。
It is a time of giving.
因为圣诞节就是一个就是付出的一个节日。
And so loved ones will exchange gifts with other loved ones.
所以亲人之间就会彼此的交换礼物。
There is nothing wrong with giving.
那么就是给礼物呢是没有问题的。
We all love to receive gifts.
那么我们也非常乐意得到礼物。
But Christmas is about not only man exchanging gifts with mankind.
但是圣诞节呢并不仅限于人与人之间交换礼物。
It is about God giving us his gifts.
而是神赐给我们他的礼物。
So tonight we shall understand what the greatest gift should be.In our lives.
那么今天我们就要来了解，来明白我们生命中最伟大的礼物到底是什么。
The giver has to be God.
那么给这个礼物的必须是神。
And the gift that God gave us is His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
而他所赐给我们的礼物呢，就是他的独生爱子主耶稣基督。
How did God give Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, as a gift to us?
为什么神又如何把他的独生爱子主耶稣基督赐给我们呢？
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
主耶稣基督是神的爱，神的儿子。
Fully God, dwelling with God the Father in heaven for all eternity.
那么他是永远永恒的在天国呢，与上帝同在的。
One day, God sent the Lord Jesus Christ onto this earth.
那么有一天呢，圣父呢就把主耶稣基督差遣到这个世界来。
He was born of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那么他就借着圣灵呢，通过这个童女所生。
And the Virgin Mary carried the Lord Jesus Christ in her womb until the Lord was born of the Virgin Mary.
那么童女玛利亚呢，就怀孕，就是怀了这个主耶稣基督，然后怀胎十月，然后把他生了下来。
Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man when he walked on earth.
那么主耶稣基督在这世上的时候呢，他是完全的人，完全的神。
He had the power of God as he walks amongst men.
他在人当中的时候呢，他拥有神完全的这个权柄。
He demonstrated his power by healing all diseases.
那么他通过呢治愈所有的疾病呢来彰显他的权势。
He demonstrated his power over death by raising some of them from the dead.
那么他也通过呢使人从死里复活，彰显了他对死亡的这个权势。
He demonstrated his power over the angelic realms by defeating those who were possessed by demons.
那么他也通过治愈那些被鬼附的人呢来彰显他对于天使的权势。
He was also fully man.
他也是完全的人。
He hungered, he thirsted.
他会饥饿，他会口渴。
He was tired, he rested, and he slept.
那他会感到疲累，他需要休息，他会睡觉。
He lived a perfect life on earth.
他在世上的时候过了一个完美的生命。
This perfection was measured based upon God's laws and God's word.
那么这所谓的完美的生命呢，是按着圣经的话，也就是神的话语来衡量的。
He did not die of old age.
他并没有因为衰老而死亡。
When he was about 33 years old, he was betrayed by one of his own disciples.
那么当他33岁的时候呢，他被他的门徒，其中一个门徒出卖了。
He was arrested.
他被捕。
They persecuted him.
他们逼迫他。
They wove a crown of thorns on his head, mocking him because he was called the King of the Jews.
他们为他戴上了荆棘的冠冕，并且嘲笑他，因嘲笑他是那犹太人的王。
They stripped him and put on a royal robe to mock him further.
他们包了他的衣服，然后给他披上了紫色的袍。
They spat on him to insult him.
他们向他吐唾沫，然后侮辱他。
They covered his head and then they punched him.
他们掩了他的面，然后用拳头打他。
And they ask him, prophesy, tell us who punched you.
然后他们就要他告诉他说，你预言吧，预言是谁打了你。
They whipped him.
他们鞭打他。
And then they crucified him.
然后就把他钉在十字架上。
All this while, Jesus Christ, as fully God, could have easily defeated everyone.
那么期间呢？ 主耶稣基督他是完全的神，他大可以就是战胜这所有的敌人。
He could have stopped all the abuse on his body.
他大可以阻止这些人呢来就是欺负他。
For he committed no sin.
但是他却没有犯罪。
He was perfect in every way.
他是在每一个方面都是完全的。
And yet he allowed himself to be humiliated and persecuted by sinful men.
但是他却允许自己呢，让这些罪人来逼迫、来侮辱。The
Bible describes his suffering as a lamb led to the slaughter.
那么圣经就形容他的受苦受难呢，为就是要去到宰杀场被宰杀的羊羔一样。Many
years ago, one of the pastors in Perth brought me to a farm.
那么很多年前呢，在珀斯呢，有一个牧师就带我到了一个农场。The
farmer was his brother.
那么这个农场的主人呢，就是这个牧师的兄弟。And
he asked his brother to slaughter a lamb in my presence.
那么他就叫他的兄弟呢，在我的面前呢，宰杀一只羊。So
he brought me to the slaughterhouse.
那么他就带我到了宰杀场。It
was part of his large farm.
那个宰杀场呢，就位于他的这个很大的这个农场里头。And
then he brought the lamb right in front of my feet.
那么他就把这头羊呢带到了我的脚前。The
lamb looked up.
那头羊就看了上来。He
took a knife, he slit the throat.
那么这个牧师的兄弟呢，就拿了一把刀，然后割了这头羊的喉咙。The
lamb collapsed.
羊就倒下了。The
blood was flowing through the wooden board.
那么羊的血呢，就流了下来。The
legs kicked a little bit.
它的脚呢，就踢了一下。And
because it was a young lamb, there was not that much blood in that young lamb.
因为是一头小羊，所以所流的血也不多。And
after a short while, the lamb was very still, and the lamb was dead.
那么不久以后呢，这个羊呢就一动也不动，死了。
Through it all, the lamb did not make one sound.
那整个过程呢，这头羊并没有发出任何的声音。
I asked him, what was it like to kill an ox?
那我就问这个农夫呢，说，如果你是宰杀一头牛的话，又会是如何呢？
From beginning to end, a lot of noise.
那他告诉我说，宰杀牛的过程呢，从头到尾呢，But
the lamb uttered not a sound.
这个牛呢会发出很多的声响，但是羊却一声不响。And
that's how the Bible describes the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这也是圣经如何形容主耶稣基督的死。Because
he was crucified and he remained there until he died.
因为他被钉在十字架上，一直到他死为止。This
was God's greatest gift to all of us.
而它就是神赐给我们最伟大的礼物。
You may ask yourself, Why would God do that to His only begotten Son?
那你可能会问自己说，为什么神要如此的对待他自己的独生爱子呢？
None of us would.
因为我们是不会这样对待自己的孩子的。
We protect our sons.
我们会保护我们的儿子。
We protect our children.
我们会保护自己的孩子。
But the Lord sent the Lord, but God the Father sent the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是圣父却差遣了他的儿子主耶稣基督。
He came to die a most painful and humiliating death.
使他到这个世上来呢，要承受那最痛苦、最叫人、最羞辱的死亡。
And He offered Him as a gift to all of us tonight.
那圣父呢，就把主耶稣基督呢当作礼物赐给我们。
The question is, will you stretch forth your hand and receive this greatest gift from God Himself?
那么今天晚上呢，他就把这个礼物赐给了我们。问题就在于，我们是否愿意伸出我们的手呢，去接受这个礼物？
What would this gift entail?
那么这个礼物包含了什么呢？
What would this gift result or do to me in my life?
那么接受这个礼物又会给我的生命带来怎么样的改变呢？
Please look at Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 and verse 15.
那我们先来看希伯来书第二章14和15节。
God himself explained to us what the impact of receiving Jesus Christ, this greatest gift, would do to your life.
那么神自己呢，就用他的话语呢，告诉我们呢，接受主耶稣基督这个伟大的礼物将会对我们的生命带来怎样的影响。
Before we look at verse 14, let's look at verse 15.
那在我们看14节的时候，我们先来看15节。
God accurately describes your condition and my condition in this life.
那在15节，神就很明确的形容了我们在世的生命。
In your life and my life, there is the fear of death.
就是你的生命和我的生命呢，我们都是怕死的。
Where the Bible says we're all our lifetime subject to bondage.
我们的一生呢，都是因为怕死而为奴仆的人。
This is a bondage that you and I have no power to deliver ourselves from.
那这样的一种被死亡所捆绑的这样的一种境地呢，是我们没有办法可以逃脱的。
What can you do to stop death?
你要做些什么才可以阻止死亡呢？
Physical exercise?
是通过运动吗？
Eat very, very good food?
吃非常好的这个食品吗？
Eat a lot of vitamins?
吃很多很多的维他命吗？
Surround yourself with the best doctors?
或者确保自己身边有很多最好的、最棒的这个医生吗？
None of these things or people have the power to deliver us from this bondage of death.
那么这一切呢都没有办法，没有权柄呢使我们脱离死亡。
No matter how we may try to push death away by a kind of a good life, it will still come and visit us.
不管我们尝试过怎么样好的生活呢，我们都没有办法呢推却这个死亡。
This is a reality we cannot deny.
这是我们没有办法否定的一个事实。
Choa Chu Kang Cemetery is filled with the evidence of this reality.
那么在蔡厝港坟场呢，我们就看到了这样的一个证明。
I'm sure in our own lives we have attended vigil services or wakes of our loved ones who have passed away.
那我相信我们当中呢，在生命里面肯定会曾经呢出席过我们亲人的丧礼。
And we try to deny and think that one day it will not happen to me. I will not be found in that coffin.
那你或许会尝试否定，就是说拒绝承认说有一天自己会死，自己会躺在棺材里。
But no matter how we may deny it, that bondage remains a reality.
不管我们如何不愿意去承认或者接受呢，这都是事实，我们总会死亡。
If we are honest with ourselves, we have to admit that we will all die.
如果我们诚实对待自己的话呢，我们就必须承认我们都会死亡。
Do you want to live forever?
那你是否愿意，就是你是否想要永远的活着呢？
I'm sure all of us will say yes without hesitation.
那我相信大家毫不犹豫的都会说希望。
Look at verse 14 now.
那我们现在来看第14节。
Do you know why we are in this state and condition?
那你知道为什么我们会陷入这样的一种情况吗？
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, that's us, He that is Christ also himself likewise took part of the same, that is, flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil.
儿女既同有血肉之体，儿女指的就是我们，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，他就是指基督，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，也就是魔鬼。
Now you know why medicine, good food, doctors cannot deliver us from this bondage of death?
那你现在是否已经知道最好的药品、最好的药物、最好的医生、最好的食物呢，都没有办法使我们脱离死亡吗？
Because the one who has the power is the devil himself.
因为掌死权的呢，就是魔鬼本身。
The devil is the fallen angel.
那魔鬼是堕落的天使。
He is the archangel.
他是那最高的这个天使。
And when he fell from heaven, he became a man's greatest enemy.
他是天使长，那么当他堕落的时候，从天上堕落的时候呢，他就成了人最大的敌人。
The Bible calls him the God of this world.
那么圣经就称他为这世界的神。
He has blinded the minds of the people of the world.
他使这世界的人呢，心眼都瞎了。
God cast him out of heaven because he wanted to be God.
那么神之所以把他驱逐出这个天国呢，是因为他想要成为神。
What do you think he's doing now while he's on earth as the God of this world?
那么他来到世上做这世上的神呢，你认为他会做些什么呢？
He wants to be worshipped as God.
那么他就想要人呢来崇拜他，就像崇拜神一样。
And by blinding the minds of the people of the world, he has succeeded very well.
那么当他使人的心眼呢都瞎了之后呢，他就能够达到这个目的。
We worship the things of the world.
那么我们不也是就是崇拜这世界的东西吗？
People live and die for the material world.
那么我们人之所以生之所以死呢，都是为了这世界的物质。
How long have you been living?
那么你活到今天几年了呢？
You have spent the best years of your life. What have you gained out of it?
那么你生命中最灿烂美好的时光呢，你在这当中得到了什么呢？
Is it not the material world?
难道不是物质的世界吗？
You have gained a home?
难道不是比如说买了一所房子吗？
You have gained a bank account?
比如说有丰厚的银行账户吗？
You have gained some more things to fill up your home.
或者你得到更多的东西来丰富你的家。
And that's about it.
那也不过如此而已。
You think it is worth it all?
你认为这值得吗？
You think you spend your life fruitfully and wisely?
你认为你是否已经很好的去过你的生命吗？
Ask yourself one question.
你要问你自己一个问题。
When you die, how much of what you have gained in this life can you bring with you?
当你死的时候呢，你在这世上得到的所有的一切呢，你能够带走多少呢？
God tells us this about ourselves.But the devil does not want us to know.
那么神告诉我们这一切，但是魔鬼却不想我们知道。
And the truth of the matter is, naked we came into this world, naked we will leave this world.
那么真理在于呢，我们是赤裸而来，我们也要赤身而走。
And has blinded us to think that this is the meaning of life.
但是他却蒙蔽了我们的心眼，使我们认为呢，物质就是我们生命的所有。
When it is only death instead of life.
但是实际上呢，我们过的不是生命，而是走向死亡。
Because we have wasted so much of our time on earth, which is so limited in the pursuit and the ownership of things that are only made out of dust and ashes.
因为我们穷尽了我们的一生，而我们的一生是多么的有限，我们穷尽我们的一生，却追寻那转过眼云烟的物质。
We spend our time, our energy in the pursuit of worthless dust and ashes.
我们穷尽了我们的一生去追求这一切，是不值得的。
An amazing thing is we don't even know it.
但是很可笑的是，我们并不知道。
That is the power that the God of this world, the devil, has over mankind.
那么这就是这世界的神，也就是魔鬼，他能够管辖我们的这个权势了。
And so God had to send the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver us from this bondage.
所以神必须差遣他的独生爱子主耶稣基督来使我们脱离这样的一种捆绑。
God does not want you and me to die in sin.
因为神不愿意你和我呢死在罪里。
Because that is exactly the state and condition of what we are when we are born.
因为当我们一出世在这个世界的时候呢，我们就是死在罪里的了。
Because if we die in sin, we will end up in hell. That's the eternal punishment for every sinner.
因为对于每个罪人来说呢，如果你死在罪里的话，你就会下到地狱去。
And the only way to defeat this devil who has power over your life and my life is the Lord Jesus Christ, God's greatest gift.
那么能够战胜这掌死权的魔鬼的唯一的就是那主耶稣基督了。
In Christ Jesus, you have the gift of life eternal.
因为在主耶稣基督里呢，你能够得到永远的生命。
That's why it is the greatest gift.
所以主耶稣基督是那最伟大的。
You can have eternal life.
你可以拥有永远的生命。
Sin is the reason why we die.
因为罪是我们死的原因。
Get rid of sin in your life, death will be removed from your life.
那如果你从生命里面去除你的罪的话呢，你就能够脱离死亡。
You can't just simply pretend that sin does not exist in our lives.
我们不能够假装说我们的生命里面没有罪。
Have you and I lusted after the things of the world?
我们是否对于这世界的物质呢，充满了欲望吗？
By these lusts, we have sinned against God, who is holy and perfect and just.
那我们拥有这些欲望的时候呢，我们就得罪了那圣洁的神。
Have we filled our hearts with pride and arrogance?
那我们的心里是否充满着骄傲呢？
It is a sin against God Almighty.
那也是得罪了我们全能的神。
What can you give to appease the wrath of God in your life?
那你生命中能够给什么能够拿什么给神去让他消气呢？
You want to give him your gold?
你要给他你的金子吗？
He owns the gold, every ounce of it on this earth.
但是这世界的每一盎司的这个金的黄金呢，都是属于他的。
You can't give anything to God that already belongs to Him.
那这一切都是属于他的，又怎么能够由你来给他呢？
You're to give Him your good works.
你要就是给他你的善功吗？
The good works that you have done to fellow human beings.
你为其他人类所做的善功。
They may have the appearance of goodness in the eyes of fellow men.
那么这些善功在别人看起来可能是良善的、好的。
Compare this to the other deeds of fellow men, perhaps.
或许跟其他人的行为举止，就是比较的话，可能你是比较好的。
But from God's perspective, God says when He looks at man's good works, He says they are like filthy rags to me.
但是从神的角度来看呢，当他看人的善功的时候呢，他认为说这些善功不过是污秽的衣服。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because you're all born in sin.
因为我们都是在罪里而生的。
All our good works are performed by hands that are tainted by sin.
我们所做的善功都是通过我们这沾满了罪的手去做的。
Everything we touch is already filled with sin.
我们沾满罪的手呢，碰到的一切呢，都是也都被罪所污染了。
It's like a child whose hands are covered by mud.
就好像一个小孩他的手呢就是被这个泥土肮脏了。
Then he wants to take this very perfectly white bed sheet and give it to mom.
那么他要用这个沾满了泥土的手呢去拿一条洁白的这个床单去给他的母亲。
The moment he touched it, it's gone.
但是他一碰触这个洁白的床单的时候呢，这个床单就脏了。
There is nothing good that you and I can do that is good enough in the standard of God.
因为我们所做的一切呢，在神的标准里面呢，是无法达到那他的标准的。
And so therefore, because of our sin, we have to be punished.
所以为了因着我们的罪呢，我们必须受到惩罚。
All of us.
我们所有的人都必须如此。
And we all know that we are all terrible sinners.
那我们也知道我们都是可怕的罪人。
We all have committed so many sins that we can't even count them.
我们已经犯了许许多多的罪，多不胜数。
And we have sinned against God over and over again.
而且我们一次又一次的得罪神。
And so God says, unless you can find someone to take your punishment on your behalf, you will have to bear the punishment for your own sins.
所以神说，除非你能够找到一个替代来，一个人来替代你去承受这样的一个惩罚，否则你就必须自己去承受这样的一个惩罚。
Animals cannot die in our place.
那么动物没有办法替代我们。
They are not made in God's image like us.
因为他们不像我们一样是按着神的形象造的。
No one on earth can die for you.
那么这世界上也没有一个人能够替代你。
Because every human being is himself born a sinner.
因为每一个人呢都是在罪里而生的。
He needs to die for his own sin.
他都必须为自己的罪而死。
And so God says, I will send my only begotten son to become one of men, one of mankind, so that he will be born perfect and die on your behalf.
所以神说，那我就差遣我的独生爱子道成肉身来到这个世界呢，好叫他能够就是他是一个完全的人，好叫他能够为你们而死。
That's what the Bible says, that Jesus Christ also came in the form of flesh and blood, because we are made in the form of flesh and blood.
所以十四节告诉我们呢，因为我们是血肉之体，所以主耶稣基督照样也亲自成了血肉之体。
That's why Christ grew up from infancy to adulthood just like us. He came to be just like us, but without sin.
所以基督呢，他也是从小孩子一样慢慢的成长成人的，就像我们一样，但是跟我们不一样的是，他是没有罪的。
That's why he was born of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以他是借着圣灵的权势呢，借着童女而生的。
And because he is the God-man who died, his death was of infinite value.
所以他是那完全的神人，那完全的神人为我们而死的时候呢，他的价值呢是无限的。
This is God's greatest gift to you.
那么这是神赐给你最伟大的礼物。
By receiving Jesus Christ, God's greatest gift to you, you will have life eternal.
要接受这个最伟大的礼物，也就是主耶稣基督的话呢，你就能够得到永远的生命。
All you need to do is to believe and accept.
那你所需要做的仅仅就是接受和相信。
God says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, rose from the dead for your justification, and you will be saved to the uttermost.
那么圣经告诉我们呢，我们要嘴里承认，心里相信呢，主耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，也为我们在三天后死里复活，使我们称义，那么我们就能够得到永远的生命。
For by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are accepting God's love for you.
因为当你相信主耶稣基督的时候呢，你就是接受了神赐给你的爱。
For Jesus Christ has taken the punishment that you deserve.
因为主耶稣基督已经帮你承受了，代替你承受了你。
And the punishment that you and I deserve has been paid in full in Christ.
已经就是代替你承受了你所需要承受的这个惩罚，而且是完完全全的承受了。
And so when God looks at your life, He says that all your sins have been forgiven because of Christ. Therefore, I will no longer look at you as a sinner.
所以当神看待我们的时候呢？他就知道说主耶稣因着主耶稣基督我们的罪已经完全得到赦免，他就不再以罪人待我们了。
And since I see no more sin in your life, death has also been taken away from you.
那么当他看我们为无罪的时候呢，那我们也就不会受到这个死亡的捆绑了。
Every believer in Christ has now been delivered from dying in sin.And therefore, he will no longer end up in hell.
那么每一个相信主耶稣基督的呢，他们都可以脱离在罪里而死，也就是说，他们可以脱离地狱。
Will you accept God's greatest gift for you?
那你是否愿意接受神赐给你最伟大的礼物呢？
This is a gift you cannot buy it.
这是一个你没有办法买到的礼物。
You cannot do anything to become worthy of it. It's a gift.
也不是靠你自己的所做的事情呢能够得到的。
All you need is to, in all humility, reach forth and accept.
那你所需要做的呢，就是谦卑的来到他的面前来接受他。
And what happens is, in Christ Jesus, you will also receive the gift of reconciliation.
那么，你接受了主耶稣基督呢，你也是接受了这 他作为你的挽回祭。
That's what you find in verse 16 and verse 17 of Hebrews 2.
我们可以在16和17节看到。
Reconcile with your Creator, God Himself.
也就是我们可以跟神，我们的造物者和好。
Make peace with God, your Creator.
我们可以和他和好。
Because as a sinner, we are His enemies.
因为作为罪人呢，我们是神的敌人。
You can't worship Him, you can't pray to Him.
我们不能敬拜他，我们也不能向他祷告。
It has to come about through reconciliation in Christ.
我们必须在主耶稣基督里和神和好。
Look at verse 16.
我们来看16节。
For verily he that is Jesus took not on him the nature of angels.
他并不就把天使。
Angel was also the other creature that God created that has a will that could fall into sin.
那么天使也是神所创造的，而天使也是有自由的意志的。
Angels are the devil.
而天使呢是魔鬼。
The moment they fell and sinned against God, there is no salvation for angels.
那么当天使堕落的时候呢，他们是不可能得到救恩的。
To save angels, Jesus has to become an angel.
那如果要拯救天使的话呢，主耶稣基督就要成为天使。
He did not die for angels.
但是他并不是为了救拔
天使而死。Because he did not take on the nature of angels.
因为他并不是要救拔天使。
He took upon him the seed of Abraham. He became a human being like you and like me to die for you and me.
而是成了亚伯拉罕的后裔，好叫他能够为你和我而死。
Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren like us, in order that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄，也就是我们相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
He became our mediator between us and God, our Creator.
他成了神和我们之间的中保。
So that he will stand between us and God, so that the wrath of God will not be upon us.
他站在我们和神的中间，好叫神的这个怒气不会临到我们。
So that now that you are in Christ, you can come into the presence of God and be accepted by God because you are now a child of God because of Christ.
那如果你已经在基督里的话，你就能够来到圣父的面前。
Have you ever had any disagreement with someone dear to your heart?
那你是否曾经跟非常亲密的人呢，有过意见分歧的时候？
I'm sure husbands have quarreled with wives and vice versa.
那我相信夫妇之间肯定有吵架过的。
If you truly love each other, you realize that the strained relationship has made both of you very miserable.
那如果你真的是彼此相爱的话呢，如果你们之间争吵的话，你们一定会感到非常的难过。
Same for two best friends.
那么两个好朋友也是如此。
Same between two siblings who loved each other very much.
那兄弟姐妹之间也是如此。
And when both parties are miserable, it's because there is no reconciliation.
当两个人没有办法和好的时候呢，就会感到非常的难过。
And the worst part is nobody wants to make the first move to reconcile.
但是问题就在于没有人愿意踏出这第一步来跟对方和好。
And so they both remain miserable because of pride.
所以双方呢就继续的痛苦，因为他们心里的傲气。
Until one day one party cannot take it anymore.
直到其中一个人呢再也不能忍受。
And that person swallowed his pride.
直到这个人呢不能忍受，然后就是放下了自己的
骄傲。And then reconciliation becomes a reality.
才两个人才能够和好。
They are now on very good terms once more.
两个人才能够像以前一样。那么好。
The invisible barrier of no reconciliation is removed.
因为他们之间的芥蒂呢已经被去除了。
The misunderstanding that invisible wall of unhappiness we all have experienced it suddenly disappeared.
那么他们之间的误会呢那无形的一堵墙呢已经被去除了。
You can smile with each other once more after reconciliation.
他们和好之后呢就可以彼此微笑。
You can hold hands again and you can say kind words to each other all over again.
可以再次牵手，可以再次就是对彼此说好话。
And what a sweet moment that must be.
那么那个时刻呢是非常应该是非常甜蜜的。
To be on good terms again with somebody that we love more than our own lives.
那你跟你所爱甚至胜于爱自己的这个人呢和好之后呢对你来说应该是非常甜蜜的一个时刻。
The terrible feeling of separation and hurt and pain and misunderstanding is completely evaporated.
因为你的因着误会所引发的这个痛苦和伤害呢就像人间蒸发了一样。
Multiply that by 1,000 times.
那如果你把这样的一种喜悦呢乘以无数次的话。
When you receive God's greatest gift in Christ Jesus, you receive the gift of reconciliation with God, and God took the first step.
那当你与神和好接受主接受神所赐下的最好的礼物的时候呢那是因为神踏出了第一步。
God made the first move by sending the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins when we were all still enemies of God.
他先采取主动差遣了他的独生爱子主耶稣基督当我们还是他罪人的时候。
And God continues to keep on offering Jesus Christ to you as long as you are still breathing and alive.
那当你还活着的时候呢他就不断的希望你能够来相信主耶稣。
And you have been procrastinating for so long.
但是你一直迟疑不愿意。
Why?
为什么呢
?Why do you want to procrastinate?
为什么你要迟疑呢
?Why do you keep on not reaching forth and receive God's greatest gift in Christ Jesus who died for your sins?
为什么你不愿意伸出你的手来接受这最伟大的礼物那主耶稣基督为你的罪而死的主耶稣基督呢
What is hindering you, my friend?
到底是什么阻碍了你呢
When a fellow human being give you a gift, you just receive your hand out without thinking and thank the person for the gift. You don't even know what's inside that gift.
那么当你的朋友给你一个礼物的时候你甚至不知道里面包的是什么物品你都会欣然地伸出你的手来接受。
No hesitation.
一点都不迟疑。
Why do you hesitate when it comes to the greatest gift that can take away sin, death, and hell from your life?
那么神赐给你这最伟大的礼物，可以使你脱离死亡和罪，还有地狱，你却不愿意去接受呢
？Be wise, my friend.
你要做出明智的选择。
Be a person of understanding.
你必须有明智的心。
Humble yourself before God.
你要在神的面前谦卑。
Do not reject his love in Jesus Christ, the greatest gift that is offered to you tonight.
你不要拒绝他在主耶稣基督里赐给你的大爱。
God will help you.
神必定会帮助你。
No matter what your sins are, no matter how heinous and terrible your sins are, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is enough to wash away every stain of sin in your life.
不管你犯了多么可怕的罪呢，主耶稣基督的血都能够洗净你所有的罪污。
Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead on the third day after he died to make you just and righteous before him if only you will accept this gift.
因为主耶稣基督死后的第三天呢，神将他从死里复活，好叫我们能够称义。那你为什么不愿意去接受这最伟大的礼物呢？
Jesus understands your struggle.
那么主耶稣基督明白我们心里的挣扎。
That's why he became one of us.
那所以他成为了我们
Remember, but without sin.
他成为了人的
样式 He understands the weakness of humanity.
他明白人类的弱点但是他是没有罪的
That's why he's described as the high priest.
所以他被称为大祭司
One of the first qualifications of a priest is that he must be a human being, be a man, be a person.
那么要做大祭司呢首先你肯定必须是个人
That's what verse 18 says.
那么18节说
He can help you.
他可以帮助你。
For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able, he has the power to succor, to help them that are tempted.
因为他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Stop being blinded by the God of this world.
所以不要再被这世界的神蒙蔽你的心眼了。
Don't let the devil keep you in bondage anymore.
不要让魔鬼把你继续的捆绑了。
For in Christ Jesus, you have the strength and the power in Christ to defeat and deliver yourself out of the bondage of the devil.
因为在主耶稣基督里，你能够拥有那力量和权柄呢，来战胜死亡和罪。
All you need to do is from your heart to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your Savior who died for your sins.
那你所需要做的，仅仅只是在你的心里面呢，接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主。
That's all it takes.
你只需要这么做。
You know you are a sinner.
你知道你是个罪人。
You know you are a terrible sinner before God.
你知道你在神的面前是个可怕的罪人。
You have sinned against him many, many times.
你无数次的得罪了他。
You have received many of his gifts, you know that.
你知不知道你已经得着他许多的恩赐。
When you are born, when you begin to exist in your mother's womb, that is his gift of life to you.
当你在就是你的母亲怀你的时候，那已经是一个恩赐了。
Every drop of water you drink is a gift from God.
你所喝的每一口水呢，都是神的恩赐。
This is his earth.
这是属于他的世界。
Every piece of meat or food you eat is from God.
那你所吃的每一样食物呢，都是来自神的。
Is his gift to you to keep you alive.
是他赐下的恩赐，好叫你能够生活。
Every garment you put on came from his earth. It's his gift to you.
那你所穿戴的衣物呢，都是来自这个地球，他创造的地球都是他的恩赐。
Every grain of sand you use to build your beautiful home came from God's earth. It's his gift to you.
那你所用来建造房屋的沙土呢，都来自这个他所创造的地球，那是他的恩赐。
Return him any thanks? No.
你是否已经对他表示感恩呢？
Instead of thanking him, you and I have made so many idols in place of him.
我们不仅没有感激他，我们反而就是在生命里面制造了许多的偶像来代替他。
In spite of all the terrible sins that we have committed against him, God still sent Jesus Christ to die for us.
虽然我们得罪了神，犯了这许多可怕的罪，但是神还是差遣了他的独生爱子来为我们的罪而死。
Knowing how ungrateful we have been by receiving so many of his gifts, he still wants to give us the greatest gift, Jesus Christ.
他赐给了我们许多的恩赐，他知道我们并心他知道我们并不感激他，但是他仍然愿意呢赐下他最伟大的礼物，也就是主耶稣基督。
Do not reject this gift.
所以不要拒绝这个礼物。
You have already received so many gifts from him all your life.
你的一生中呢，已经从神那里呢得着许多的恩赐。
And he has given and kept your life on earth.
他保守了你在世上的生命。
But he knows that you will one day die.
但是他知道有一天你会死。
That's why he gave us Jesus Christ, the greatest gift.He wants to take death away from you, dear friend.
所以他赐下了最伟大的礼物，也就是主耶稣基督，因为他要让我们脱离死亡。
Do not turn your back on God's greatest gift to you.
所以不要拒绝神所赐给你的最伟大的礼物。
All you need is to believe.
你所需要做的仅仅就是相信。
With brokenness of heart and spirit, humble yourself and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, God's greatest gift to you.
你要卑微的来到神的面前，抱着忏悔的心来接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主，接受神所赐给你最伟大的礼物。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful loving heavenly Father,
我们满有怜悯满有恩慈的天父。
In the spirit of Christmas, O Lord, we know that it is a time of the exchange of gifts.
我们知道圣诞节呢非常就是新这个礼物的交换。
We thank you, Lord, for the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest gift you have given to mankind.
但是我们要感谢你，因为你赐给了人类最伟大的礼物，也就是主耶稣基督。
You know our heart and our condition.
你知道我们的心，你知道我们的处境。
You know the many sins that we have committed against thee from the day we were born.
你知道我们一出世到现在所得罪了你。
We are born in sin and we have lived in sin, O Lord.
我们在罪里而生，在罪里而活。
And yet, while we are in this state of sin and depravity, you loved us by sending the Lord Jesus Christ, and he became the greatest gift to mankind when he died on the cross for our sins.
而当我们还在罪里的时候，你却差遣了主耶稣基督来为我们的罪而死。
We pray, O Lord, that by the power of thy Holy Spirit, that thou wilt speak to every heart. Help us not to turn our back on your love, the greatest gift that you have offered to us tonight in Christ.
今天晚上叫我们不要拒绝你所赐下的爱，你所赐下最伟大的礼物。
For we have heard tonight, O Lord, not the word of man, but the word of God himself.
因为我们今天所听到的不是人的话语，而是神的话。
God has spoken to our hearts tonight.
因为神在今天晚上呢与我们说话。
We pray, Lord, that you will bring conviction to every sinner's heart.
求主你打动每一个罪人的心。
That we may realize how great we have sinned against thee.
好叫我们知道我们大大的得罪了你。
And how much we need the Lord Jesus Christ to become our Lord and our Savior, for he has died on the cross for our sins.
好叫我们知道我们多么的需要主耶稣基督，因为他为了我们的罪而死。
Oh Lord, forgive us of all our sins in Christ Jesus.
求主在主耶稣基督里面宽恕赦免我们一切的罪。
And save us to the uttermost in Christ Jesus.
在主耶稣基督里面拯救我们。
We thank the Lord for this gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus.
我们也为这在主耶稣基督里面永恒的生命来感谢你。
For you have raised him from the dead for our justification.
因为你从死里将他复活，好叫我们能够称义。
And now that in Christ Jesus we have been reconciled with thee.
那么在主耶稣基督里面，我们能够跟你和好。
We are no longer your enemies, but your children.
我们不再是你的敌人，我们是你的儿女。
We give thee thanks.
我们要感谢你。
Help us therefore, O Lord, to live for our Lord Jesus Christ.
帮助我们为主耶稣基督而活。
Because he is now my Lord and my Savior.
因为他现在已经是我的主，我的神。
I must do everything that he tells me to do for his glory.
我要为着他的荣耀做他指示我做的事。
So that more and more people may also see this wonderful Savior.In the lives of all of God's children.
好叫未信主的人呢，能够看到信徒生命中，在信徒的生命中看到主耶稣基督。
So that they too will also want to accept Jesus Christ.
好叫他们也愿意来接受主耶稣基督。
And to deliver them from the bondage of sin and death.
好叫他们能够脱离死亡。
Hear our cry, O Lord, for Jesus' sake.
求主为这主耶稣基督的缘故来垂听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.